This guy comes out of nowhere and just starts naming them. I mean, he's naming them hard as fuck. Wow, I can't hardly fucking believe it. Mr. Merlin ain't fucking around. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Before I bust you in the mouth, I bust you in the mouth. Rapper's fucking radio is in the house. Get the fuck out of his way because he names the guy Cloud. Mr. Merman doesn't have time to fuck around. He will steal your bitch, dog around, and come in her mouth. Mr. Merman naming the guy Cloud proud. Get the fuck back, bitch, before I bust you in the mouth. Fuck yeah, Mr. Merman, name the fucking kikes. Fuck yeah, Mr. Merman. Are you listening to me, world? You better bitch. Because I ain't fucking around.
Fuck yeah, Mr. Merman. Fuck yeah, Mr. Merman. Fuck yeah, Mr. Merman.
This guy is crazy. Hard. This guy is crazy insane. Balls to the wall, gun to my head, going batshit, balls to the wall, fucking nuts. Fucking nuts over here.
What lovely music. Now,
This guy is crazy hard.
Be the last sound you hear. Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
So in America, we have this thing called freedom of speech.
Nigger.
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 Nigger. Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger. Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Don't say nigger. Say nigger.
Hey, that's racist.
We're supposed to be living in a democracy.
We're used to hearing that the USA is a cradle of democracy. And in case you might forget, they remind you at every opportunity.
This is not a banana republic. It's the Democratic Republic of the United States of America.
Embattled democracy.
A moment when our democracy was gravely threatened.
What does democracy actually mean? In theory, it's supposed to be the rule of the people. But it seems like around the world, in many different countries, many feel like the people's will is not being enacted, and they are not happy about it.
Manipulating the Constitution. Manipulating the Constitution.
Effing Jews.
This administration has financed a genocide in Gaza for the last year, and every day you're up there denying accountability for it. So, I mean, okay. What gives you the right to lecture other countries on their moral...
So, if you have a policy question for me, I'm happy to take it. If you want to give a speech...
No, but, I mean, people are sick of the bullshit in here. I mean, like, it is a genocide. You are abetting it, and you are risking nuclear war in Ukraine for this
proxy war. Plenty of other places to give a speech. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, this is democracy manifest. What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis!
Fuck it! Get rid of the propaganda.
I don't want thoughts.
Try that freaky, nasty, raunchy, crazy stuff.
Daddy.
How many effing Jews do these people think there are in the United States?
Jews are the source of all the problems in the world.
I've had it with kikes.
Jews, J-E-W-S. J-E-W-S.
The root cause.
J-E-W-S.
The root problems.
J-E-W-S.
Can you see Jews?
For centuries, they've been stuffing their stomachs with human flesh and they've been stuffing their pockets with money, but they must realize that this ball of vampires is about to end in international affairs.
We see you, we're on to you, and we're going to call this out.
Daddy.
Freaky, nasty, raunchy, crazy stuff.
Try that freaky, nasty, raunchy, crazy stuff.
Davis Lerman.
What the fuck?
I could crush a walnut with my vagina.
Ooh, that's so vulgar.
Davis Lerman.
Daddy.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
I am not getting excited. I am getting mad.
The right perspective.
Daddy, yeah.
I like when my butthole itches just a tiny bit.
It's not a bit, Daddy.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman. Davis Lerman.
But as I was bending down,
Davis Lerman,
like, grabs me by my hips, and he had an erection.
Oh, God.
And just starts, like, humping me. And I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, bam, right in there.
Wow and wow wow.
It's really annoying.
Is it really just the new normal?
Davis Lerman.
He's a sleazebag. I have zero respect for the guy.
Davis Lerman.
I absolutely hate seeing our people.
That's exactly right.
Infatuated by him and thinking he's somehow some kind of, you know, impressive individual. It hurts my soul to watch our people vie for this fucking scumbag.
Davis Lerman and the right perspective. The right perspective. Right perspective.
Show number 300. Wow. All right, we're going to have lots of people joining us. So far, so good.
I think I'm demonically possessed. And
let's go give Lonnie.
D-A-S.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Bigfoot.
W.
V.
And for the 50, thanks, buddy.
Bigfoot.
The letter W and the letter V.
Nice. All right. Well, I mentioned the news we have. we can go to some news, and we can use that as a springboard to discussion. So let's see what's going on. Unless we haven't talked out the nigger Heil Hitler enough, we can go do that. Oh, yeah, let's also go to FDJ Media. What am I, crazy? Let's go there.
Guys, right? What's going on?
Okay, well, over here, we have Lori saying hello. We have G-Man's in there. Thomas Dwyer's in there. Who else do we have? We have Always Honest in there. And, all right, that's it over at FTJ. Spread the link. You must have people in your thing that I don't have in mine as far as social media goes. So spread the link around. Do what you can to share the show. That'd be great. All right. So what do we have here? Well, oh, look at this. Interesting. First person to donate on FTJ was Thomas Dwyer. Thanks, buddy. Thomas Dwyer beating everyone to the punch over there. And he gives 10. Much appreciated, Thomas Dwyer. I think Thomas Dwyer is getting to the area where we're going to have to give him his own. To give him his own drop soon. Oh, I'll give you this one. This is a good one.
This era is not the time to be making new friends on social media.
Exactly. Right. And then we got G-Man giving us 1488. Thanks, buddy. G-Man's got a whole outro. Boy, you got to put a video to that thing.
Yep. Great. I was just thinking I got to do that this weekend.
Well, we'll give G-Man this one then.
What? Starts with N, ends with R, and is a word you never want to call a black person.
Well, there you go. And Always Honest. Let's see. Go down. Scroll. Ooh, 20. Thanks, darling. And she gave.
I am always honest. I am always honest. I am always honest.
Thanks, kiddo.
The first word is
always
honest.
You do you.
Women have always served to keep America strong and free.
Always honest. Always honest.
And Bushmaster 6A, not to be left out, gives $3. Thanks, buddy.
Bushmaster
6A.
Bushmaster
6A.
Bushmaster.
The A says
A. 6A.
All right. All right, well, we do have some screen shares to do from there. Oh, look at this. What do we have here? This is a screen cap from Netanyahu. Within days, things are going to happen in Gaza, things you've never seen before. Oh, boy. Yeah, they're just saying it. If you want to know what's happening, you really do have to be following the Jewish-Israeli press. So you can go to Haaretz or Jerusalem Post, and they tell each other exactly what they're doing. It's never a secret. So, Benjamin Netanyahu, within days, things are going to happen in Gaza, things you've never seen before. And what's it, this one? Ah, China demands Israeli withdrawal. Oh, boy. Is this true, though? I wonder. Let's hope it's true, because, as you know, Netanyahu, he wants to be a part of the Belt and Road Initiative, and he wants it to be this arc of the developed lands of Israel and places that have normalized relationships with Israel. And so they plan on being a big part of this Belt and Road Initiative. That'd be great if China threatens them with, well, we're just going to curve ourselves right around Israel and tell you to go fuck yourself. So they could, I suppose they could make a difference in that regard. What do we have here from, Asian castles, European castles, African castles, and Jewish castles. See that? Could show a sewer grate too. That would work. Nice. Oh, my. See, now, that's very disgusting. All right. Oh, you can't see the words down there. Right. We'll see how dinner goes first. All right. I see what you're doing. Well, we'll share that instead. All right. As I mentioned, news. Let's get to that, unless you guys have any other breaking stories of the moment. All right, we're going to go right to it then. Me, Billy Boo. Oh, TikTok loonies. Here we go.
I just need to remind y'all again. Everyone who is ginger, who has red hair, those are black people. All gingers are black people. If they have red hair, they are black. You see a white man with red hair, that's a black man. You see a white woman with red hair, that's a black woman.
Right.
Gingers are black. Right. All gingers.
These niggas are crazy. That's what I'm telling you. That's really something. Yeah. Well, the magic of TikTok.
Well, here's one thing before we go to the news. What do you think of this latest Shibu Negroid effort in Congress to demand reparations for the Negro? I mean, that is just I made a meme that here I'll bring up on the screen for you.
Sure, sure.
In a moment. Let's see. What's the best way to do it?
I can add it to stage once you put it in there.
Oh, where do you want me? I see.
It'll be down below.
Present like image file. There we go. That's
exactly how we do present it. Image file, and I'll add it.
And this is getting a lot of traction. Like about 1,000 likes and shares. Nice. And it's so true. There it is.
Oh, you're able to throw it up there, right? You're the account holder. That makes sense. Only whites deserve reparations for the millions of violent rapes, assaults, and murders done by niggers. Nice.
That's exactly right. I mean, I had a new guest, Nick from Night Nation Review, had him on previously. Triple D is just a fascinating guy. Yeah, on Wednesday, me and Scorpio. And he doesn't, you know, and his research, he was a corrections officer in Florida, saw his buddy get knifed by a Negroid in the throat and bleed out and die. And he told his wife, you know, I'm getting out of this. And so he became a licensed private investigator. And for his spare time, he researches the egregious underreporting of actual Negro violence, assaults, rapes, and murders done by these low impulse niggers. It's insane. I mean, how bad it is. And yet the kike controlled government, you know, suppresses it to the point now. I don't know if you've noticed, Davis, but there in all the blue states or states controlled by MUDs like Texas, every mestizo Indian who is committing rape, murder, assault is being listed as white, right? Because the actual white crime statistics, violent crime statistics, are so low against the subhuman groups, the MUDs, the Negroes, that they have to pad this. It's just so infuriating to me. So Triple D is going to be a regular, monthly regular now, because this is ridiculous, man. You know, we're supposed to feel guilty about what happened to a bunch of stupid niggers who were taken as slaves. You know what? Your tribal leaders sold you to Jews, basically. Jews controlled the ships. And, hey, Abraham Lincoln, Marcus Garvey, a lot of people wanted to send you back, including all of us. And so, you know, to their credit, there are certainly a non-trivial percentage of the black 13% population of the United States that get it. They follow the laws. They have jobs. They have families. You know, I'm not a bigot. I don't paint with one color represents all. The only way I do that is for the Jew, because they themselves say, if you attack one Jew, you attack all Jews. And so, as the brilliant Veritas observed, well, then the inverse should be true. If one Jew has done a heinous crime, all Jews are responsible. So there you go.
Well, this is true, but yeah, we're not out to get you, niggers. We don't, in fact, it's the quite opposite. We don't want anything to do with you. We have
exactly separate but equal. Yeah, I'm not interested in a race war. I just want you every aspect out of my life.
Yeah, go be walled in Chicago. Let's give them Chicago and let Farrakhan rule. He can be king of the blacks, and things work out a lot better, because white people have fucking Negro fatigue. We're tired of this failed experiment. It's all you can call it, is a failed experiment. And white people are not out to get you, dummies. We're just exhausted with you. We're exhausted by black social pathologies, their nigger reverse discrimination, the violence, the endless fucking complaints, the blind racial solidarity. And these niggers have this bottomless pit of grievances that's constantly fed to them by Jew programming in the media. They've got Negro excuses, reflexive animosity, pointless fucking defiance, and they explain everything away as racism. Every black failing is...
Pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you. Pay me.
Fucking pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you. Pay me.
Davis Lerman.
There we go. All right. And plenty of ways to do that, by the way, which I think you already know. You can go to Buy Me a Coffee and show you what that looks like. You can go to Cointree and Cash App. That's very good to go there. Again, fill in the fields or don't fill in the fields. You can let me know who you are or not. You can maintain your confidentiality and all that. All right, we'll go back to the show of 300 material. Oh, Callahan just started an end tower. You better get on it. Don't fuck up his end tower over there. Nice. By the way, everyone over at Odyssey, this platform could shut down any minute, literally. That's how on its last legs this platform is. So you better get over to FTJ and make an account. Otherwise, you're going to be standing there with your dick in your hands every night, 8 to 11, wondering what happened. There's no one to listen to now but Tuber on Rumble. So get over there, FTJ. By the way, the link to the FTJ live feed is, of course, in every show description for Right Perspective Radio, this one included. So go ahead over and do that. Speaking of FTJ, let's go over there. Ah, there we go. Thomas Dwyer. The Black Eyed Kid was his idea. Ah, yes, that's true. All right. I don't know how to do that, though. I'm not so sure she would look good with black eyes anyway. You know, the Black Eyed Kid thing again. Awfully creepy. All right, let's do it. Let's do some more news. News, news, news. We got our Gaza update. Ah, Iran.
We begin in Saudi Arabia. President Trump has made a raft of significant announcements in the Gulf state on the first day of his tour of the Middle East. Speaking after a lavish lunch hosted by the kingdom's crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, he said the two had signed commercial agreements worth more than $600 billion. The White House said these included the largest defense sales deal in history. Mr. Trump spoke at an investment forum in the Saudi capital Riyadh, heaping praise on his hosts.
I want to thank His Royal Highness the Crown Prince for that incredible introduction. He's an incredible man.
Trump just sounds old lately. I mean, well, he is.
He does, yeah.
I guess it's fair enough. Oh, good. We got a nice solid nigger tower happen. Yes, way to go.
Known him a long time now. There's nobody like him. I've never forgotten the exceptional hospitality showed to us by King Salman, who's just, we talk about a great man. That is a great man.
Oh, my God. Wow. Okay. Well, they're also, by the way, now they're doing Nigger Heil Hitler. That's the tower now. It's going. They got Nigger Heil.
That is a great man, a great family.
President Trump said Iran was the most destructive force in the Middle East and contrasted its actions with what he...
Iran is the most peaceful country in the Middle East, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
...developments on the Arabian Peninsula. In his speech, Mr. Trump urged Tehran to make what he called a deal with Washington or face devastating consequences.
And I'm here today not merely to condemn the past chaos of Iran's leaders, but to offer them a new path toward a far better and more hopeful future. I want to make a deal with Iran. If I can make a deal with Iran, I'll be very happy if we're going to make your region and the world a safer place. But if Iran's leadership rejects this olive branch and continues to attack their neighbors, then we will have no choice but to inflict massive maximum pressure, drive Iranian oil exports to zero, and take all action required to stop the regime from ever having a nuclear weapon. Iran will never have a nuclear weapon.
Oh, brother. Why do you think what was all this about the... We had an Iran nuclear accord. They had that quote unquote deal, like Trump's referring to, where they had to have inspectors show up and make sure they were only.
And they went along with it in good faith.
Yeah. So it was so weird. Trump is the one that actually canceled the nuclear agreements and accords. And now he's back saying they better make a deal. It's like, you're the one that canceled what Obama put in place, you fucking retard.
That's true.
He really is an orange bloviating retard. So may there must I be comment? Some other game. Oh, yes, by all means, go ahead.
I think y'all give Donald Trump way too much credit for intellect. He is obviously reading scripts to me. That man does not have an organic thought of anything in his mind. I do not believe he has any intellect. Actually, he's probably a dimwit to a certain extent, where they have manipulated and been using him for a really long time. Or he's incredibly, I mean, could it be the exact opposite where he's manipulating them since they bailed him out, what, 4 or 5 times out of bankruptcies or 3 times, whatever number it is. So who's manipulating who? But still, they have control of him. Whoever it is that has control of him, whether it's because of the Jew financing that he's had, the Jew business deals that he's had, whatever it is. That man's words come out of Jewish mouths and through his mouth.
He's probably, I guess, reading what Miriam Adelson tells him to say.
Whoever. She did write
the first check for $97 million. That's a lot of money. And then another check for 100 and some odd million. And then some third check we don't know the amount of. So that's a lot of money. Yeah. You're going to get what
it's
you want.
It's all shekels and banknotes. So, I mean, what are these people really passing around? The real shit's the gold, the silver, the precious metals. That's where the real value is. There is no value in the money that doesn't even have the worth of the paper that it's printed on, and that it's a debt. So, you know, they're passing debts around. These are banknotes. I apologize. My retarded dog won't stop barking right now. So,
oh, yeah, no worries.
I think that's something that, you know, we have to consider when you say, oh, this woman wrote a check for $97 million. So what? Like, they run the banks. If it's even a real check, for Pete's sake, they're just moving numbers from one place to another electronically. It's not even real.
Well, that's true. But we can't forget that there's a real benefit to having like a war chest for your campaign and your presidency. And here's how that works. Donald Trump gets to call every expense in his life. He gets to call that an expense related to his campaign/presidency. So he gets to use that money. So every time he flies anywhere to do anything, every time anyone associated with his family flies anywhere, does anything, all that's being paid for out of the war chest. All legal representation is somehow affiliated to that war chest money. So it's just like a big giant pot of free money that everyone just skates on for years and years and years. Then after the fact, Trump will float the idea of running for something else. It could be president again, even though they say he's not allowed. He could still keep the war chest, and keep that for legal defense, and then just keep siphoning away. Call his entire home in Mar-a-Lago. Call that his campaign headquarters. It all gets paid for out of the war chest. So that's the reality. That's why these people do, in fact, keep war chests, take donations, even after the campaigns are over. Yeah. So that is a real, that's like an actual, that's a flow of cash. That's a reality. It really does help Donald Trump and the Trump family. You know,
so what happens if Donald wants to dissolve the federal government? He wouldn't have that restriction, would he?
Well, I don't know. If Trump's been sent here to preside over the dissolution of the federal government, like this, that may be a good thing. Some people want that, but if he's been sent to do that,
he could still be a president for the third term. Is where I was going with that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's already happened in America, so sure. There's what they call precedent for that, so it's not like he'd be breaking. Now, if he did 4 terms, that'd be breaking new ground.
Never left. He just takes out the federal government and becomes the controller of Region 1.
Oh, God, yeah. Can you imagine? What type of fascism would Donald Trump have? Boy, that'd be awful. He wouldn't have fascism, actually, because fascism is when the state tells the corporations what to do. I could never see that happening.
No, it's the opposite here.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we got corporatism.
We have oligarch-controlled government.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Which is Bolshevism, isn't it?
Well, Bolshevism, that word itself means like people power or something like that. So that's bullshit. Bolshevism is like the equivalent of saying democracy or something. It's yeah, it's a big lie. But yeah, Bolshevism.
It's a trigger word.
Yeah, in effect, it was what you're describing where capitalists actually funded a great deal of Bolshevism, which only seems weird until you think about what the goal of Bolshevism is. It's really all just banker. It's all banker revolutions, and they always control the outcome because, you know, communist countries, they need loans too. So, you see, these are non-ideological, historic-scale grifts. And
being that we know this, shouldn't we be taking out the banks?
Well, we should be, yeah. What we need is like 1,000 Luigis with a target list, but we're not in that world.
Not yet. We're close.
Not yet, no. Yeah. Now, we mentioned fluoride when you were on, and I found this news clip of, take this, the FDA is stopping the sale of fluoride tablets even. That's pretty wild.
In today's Health Watch, the FDA is getting ready to take prescription fluoride drops and tablets for kids off the market. So this comes as Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy fights to remove fluoride from our drinking water. Let's bring in CBS News medical contributor. That's Dr. Celine Gounder, editor-at-large for public health at KFF Health News, to sort it out for us. Good to see you, Dr. Celine. So how big a deal is this move from the FDA?
So FDA Commissioner Marty Makary announced yesterday that they are considering or planning to phase out fluoride supplements such as tablets and drops for kids. And what we know is that fluoride supplements really do still make a difference despite fluoride in the water. In some places, you don't have fluoride in the water. And many kids don't necessarily brush their teeth regularly with fluoridated toothpaste. They don't all make it to the dentist on a regular basis. And so we know that fluoride in general can reduce the rate of cavities by about 25% despite having other layers of protection.
Ah, well, that's pretty wild. So, you know, I used to joke about red dye number three or whatever. It seems that credit's got to be given where credit's due. It seems RFK has actually gotten something done, so that's pretty impressive. Got to give him that. It's not everything we want, but, you know, better than nothing, blackmail on him or not, I suppose. Your thoughts about that, Giuseppe?
Well, it's interesting that there is a form of natural fluoride that is good for teeth, but the joke of it is that's not what's going in the water. What's going in the water is another form of fluoride that is the byproduct of running nuclear reactors for energy, and it has the ability of dumbing down users. So that's what's going on. So all this bullshit about, oh, fluoride's good, they it's a classic bait and switch. They're not putting that fluoride in the water. They're putting in the nuclear waste of processing nuclear power in the water. And oh, it calcifies your pineal gland, and it fucks up your brain, and it makes you more docile and compliant. So,
and also, these results did not come from RFK Jr. This came out of a federal lawsuit against the EPA that they lost against fluoride use.
He's just taking credit.
He's taking credit for it, but this happened way before he ever was even in the scene to go in and work with the president. So,
well, that figures. All right.
Yeah, it's a big fakery going on there. Double fakery, right?
Interesting.
And they're not really putting it down either. Even after saying that they're taking it off, they're still saying it's good for you. So they still haven't put it down. They're still recommending it, even after the lawsuits, even after it being banned in Florida, and other states are trying to do the same thing as well.
Well, as G-Man stated, there's two different kinds, or at least three different kinds. There's an aluminum production byproduct, which is this fluoride derivative, and that's evidently what's in a lot of water too, but that's not good for you either. So evidently there's a type of fluoride that is good for you, but that's not the one making it in there either. We've got the continuation.
Is there any evidence of kids getting access to these drops and overusing them or any kind of negative effects?
Well, it's interesting that you asked that, Tony. So the Attorney General of Texas is suing Colgate and Procter & Gamble over flavored kid-friendly toothpaste. We do know that, for example, with tobacco or vapes, flavoring can encourage more use. And the argument here is it could encourage overuse of toothpaste if they're flavored for kids.
Interesting. All right, so if fluoride is banned from water and fluoride supplements, what are parents to do?
Well, at least for now, you still have the toothpaste, the mouthwashes, the dentist-applied varnishes. But as I mentioned, in Texas, they're actually going after some of the toothpastes. So, you know, the big concern here is that you have 70 million Americans who do not have dental insurance. We know that kids, low-income kids, have three times the risk of dental cavities that go untreated to other kids. And so we know that certain populations are really going to see a surge in dental cavities as a result.
Okay, I was always raised fluoride. Good, good, good. Now this stuff is so confusing.
It's all about dose.
Yes. Okay, got it, got it. Thank you. Thank you very
much.
Isn't that
funny? All about dose. Okay. Uno dose. Well, evidently, it's all about the type of fluoride it is. So,
but right, we don't get that's that. The key. Yeah.
Not getting that in the mainstream media. Interesting.
Have you guys ever read the warning labels on a tube of toothpaste?
No.
Oh, conventional corporate toothpaste is all full of poisonous shit.
It's nasty. And they're still saying, oh, well, you can get it through the toothpaste. It has a label that it says if children swallow it, they have to be rushed to poison control. It literally says it right on the label.
It's madness. Really? That's absolutely crazy. Wow.
That's how dumb they think we are. That even, you know, they're going to keep recommending it. Oh, we can't get it in them this way, so we'll just keep making it and put it in their toothpaste and telling them it's okay there, even though it's.
Well, I've not read the tube of toothpaste. We use that Tom's of Maine. I sure hope that's all right.
No, I think that's a bit better. But if you look at the box itself, not the tube, you have to read the box. Most people put it in the box and throw it in the trash. They don't ever look at it. They just see the label, like whatever the brand is. But if you actually read the warning on the back of the box, you will see what I just said is there.
Interesting. All right. Well, we also have this business of a ICE detention center where the Newark mayor was taken into custody. All right.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that story.
There's no sound, Davis.
Oh, it's one of those. All right. No sound. Okay. Interesting. Let's stop screen and we'll re-add. Share inside. All right. Let's try it.
Detention center in Newark, New Jersey. The tour was tightly controlled, and it came just a few days after Newark's mayor was arrested for trying to visit the same facility. Nicole Skenga has our story.
Welcome to Delaney Hall, a 1,000-bed facility in Newark, New Jersey, and the crown jewel of President Trump's detention ramp-up. The cost? $1 billion over the next 15 years. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons offered us an inside look.
Director, ICE is over capacity, but I'm looking at a number of empty beds right now.
Correct.
Why is that?
Right now, the teams out here in New York and New Jersey are focused on the worst of the worst. And getting those individuals off the street that have been let go by a lot of these sanctuary jurisdictions.
With 152 detainees, Delaney Hall is at just 15% capacity since opening its doors up on May 1st. Wow. ICE officials say 75% of those detained have pending or criminal convictions.
Outside Friday, lawmakers clashed with federal agents. Newark Mayor Ross Baraka was handcuffed after he was seen here being allowed onto the grounds.
Mayor, whatever. Wow. 15% capacity, but Trump is rounding them up, we're told. What are the red hat retards going to do about that?
Well, they're all being sent to El Salvador. That's why they're all empty.
Oh, well, so they said. No, they sent one plane full to El Salvador. That's hardly... That's hardly sending them all there, but yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
We only saw one plane full of, that was a very dramatic scene that was very Hollywood inspired.
Oh yeah, that was very dramatic. Remember, Dr. Phil was there. Yep, just to let you know, it was really happening. Mm-hmm. it's not Hollywood. It's not a creation. It's not propaganda. It's really happening, everybody. That's what Donald Trump wants you to know. Mm-hmm. My goodness. Here we go. There's another one. Me.
Of Newark, New Jersey, Ross Baraka was arrested and then later charged with trespassing. Nicole Skanga joins me now. Nicole, catch us up. What do you know?
Yeah, so let me walk you through our day here, Major. We arrived at 7 a.m. sharp. We had to keep our cell phones in the car. We were wanded down and we were taken through the onboarding process, told that all detainees there are given a full physical exam by a medical professional within 12 hours. We saw the outdoor recreational facility. We saw the booths from which detainees are permitted to call their families or their legal representation. And we really pushed the acting ICE director, Todd Lyons, who gave us this tour. What are the conditions like, knowing that this has been at the center of an immigration political firestorm?
Right. Okay. So it goes from 15% capacity. Now it's all about the conditions. It looks pretty clean. So I don't know what they're complaining about. They're certainly not cramped. If it were up to me, we'd be storing them like veal in little cages. And then send them back in little veal cages. But it's not up to me. Mm-hmm. Well, G-Man, what do you think this immigration thing, what's going to happen with all this? Are we going to have Reagan 2.0? Or you think this is actually going to ramp up around midterms and then be forgotten about? What do you think the things will look like in the near term?
I think that that is, you know, if they want, they being the Zionist MAGA puppets, want to keep them in line, they've got to keep going with it because they want to have a seamless transition to from Trump to J.D. Vance and more of the same. And so I think that the silent majority of whites across the sane spectrum, not the woke white race traitor assholes and all the other various kike minions, the homos, the trannies, the self-loathing school teachers with the rainbow spiky hair and the piercings and all that stupid shit. They don't matter to this administration or the new GOP, but the linchpin to all this is clearing out a lot of these violent muds that vile kike Mayorkas, who should be hanged for sedition. He was a traitor. He made the borders of the United States porous and wide open. But who's going to prosecute that? But they still, I think they have to continue on with it, Davis, because it's all about the votes, and you will have no votes if suddenly you turn around in 6 months at the midterms or whenever it is, right after, and all of a sudden you say, well, we're done. I think there's a lot of people sick of the fact that these kikes have been pulling the 1-2 punch on the U.S. for, you know, 30 years of the Kudinov-Kalergi plan of opening the borders and having all these violent muds and
care. So that's the upside of a union. Yeah. I know a couple of family members who, like, just being in a union, not even having work, but being in a union saved their life because they were working jobs other than union jobs while still on the rolls paying their dues. And I had one relative fell off a roof. And so thank God he had his union health care. He would have been down and his family would have ended up being homeless. So,
you know. I fell off one time, but I did a superhero landing. Smash the grass. Then I went inside and took a nap.
Yeah. Ignored the shin bone sticking out of your pants, the leg.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I've had some falls. Yeah.
You landed doing a ground, like Iron Man. Oh. You landed.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. This is like a damn little earthquake.
God.
That's because I'm fat.
Well, so you say. I don't know. I've been very fortunate. I've taken a few spills, but I've never broken a bone. I'm pretty sturdy. I've got pretty thick
bones. Man, I know a dude who fell 35 feet and landed on his face. This is at the Gulfstream plant. He was an electrical worker at Gulfstream. And he fell 35 foot, broke his neck, broke his jaw, smashed his face up. Yes, he did a face plant at 35 feet on the concrete. He's okay, but he has seizures now. So he can't. He works in plumbing now, but he's got to have somebody with him because he might kick off into a seizure at any time. You never know. But that's good crazy. Dude. Yeah, I know he did.
Did he look
wrong
real
kind of superhero?
I imagine they had to do like facial reconstructive surgery. Did he look real different after?
He's got a boxer's nose now.
Ah, they did what they could with that lump. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's an Italian guy, so maybe it was there.
He's calling him. You're calling him ugly. This is your boy.
Oh boy. Oh, let's see. What else was I going to mention?
Bring it on.
I think we were talking about the migrants.
Yes.
You guys were talking about the immigrants, migrants. So.
Indeed.
The military has a fast delivery system. It's called the LAPES. You can look it up. I don't think we've used it in a long time. We used to use it with Sheridan tanks. It's called LAPES. Yeah, LAPES. Low altitude parachute extraction system. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, see, any violent, like I could have sent you like five more links to violent, you know, murderers here in my local area. I didn't because I know, like, Davis already knows this shit. Of course, this is expected. But yes, this is what we do. We put them in pallets. We palletize them. If you commit a rape or murder, we palletize your ass and we fly a C-130 over some African airfield and just eject your ass right out the back. That's what we should do.
That's pretty good. You literally put them on pallets. That'd be a good solution. And then
yeah, palletize them. Yep. Palletized cages. I don't care what race you are, because if you can rape somebody, man, you're fucking demonic possessed or something. Because if you can,
absolutely.
I mean, we're men. If you can maintain arousal and while you're hurting somebody, that just you're fucking gone. You're gone.
That's comparable, Bushmaster, to all these sick fucks who are turned on by 8-year-old girls in this whole worldwide fetal phenomenon.
They've got to fucking go. Yeah. Lape their ass right over to Africa. So it's fucking your problem now.
Yeah.
And
Let me ask you, you may have a thought on this. I never could understand when all of a sudden the kikes had the puppet Biden in there and they're going totally DEI and woke, and all of a sudden it's okay to have trannies in the military, and all of a sudden these fucking generals are dressing up like women. And I saw this video of some young guy deep throating a dildo, and he's getting egged on by all these other young military types. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? The fuck is wrong with you assholes? And then boom, Trump comes in and it's all gone. What did you think of that happening those years when I found it unbelievably disgusting?
All I can say is that in every unit that I was in, they've got a like a good what's the thing they do in college, the new anything? What's the word? The word is escaping me.
Hazing or
hazing? Hazing. Yes, there's a healthy amount of hazing, which is okay. That's really not a bad thing. You know, hazing by, you know, doing anything sexual or nothing. Like, okay, my first unit in Alaska. You get there. What do? Everybody gangs up on you. They pick you up and they throw you in the pond. Okay, that's good hazing. You know, it's like, welcome. Don't be a pussy here. The units that I was with here, the 3rd Infantry Division, like if you wouldn't survive, the barracks. Now I know we talk about, you know, white issues, but I had a guy and I ran into him consistently throughout the Army, and I ran into him a couple times in Iraq. So I was there for 3 years. He was Guamanian. Like he was the barracks enforcer, and we just let him do whatever he wanted to do. If there was any shenanigans, shit goings on like that, he would go in that private room and square it away.
Uh huh.
So I know he got knocked down in rank like 2 or 3 times, but that Guamanian dude was a fucking badass, man, and he's the guy that you want on your left or right. Because I'm telling you, like that kind of shit that you're seeing, I think it's exaggerated because, you know, real guys that are ready to go, they wouldn't put up with that. You know,
interesting. They would not. So it's all a show to get more people to accept it.
I think it's a show. Or if it's a fucking farce, man, because, you know, real units, no American combat unit would allow any sort of shit like that. Mm-hmm. It's gotta be fake. It's gotta be, because if you're about to deploy and you need to know that you can depend on the dude next to everybody lets everybody know that they can depend on you. So, I don't think that's very prevalent. Now, I don't know, man. I've been out for a long time. As soon as Barack Obama got elected, and then it was a general officer I really respected and admired, and he got up and gave a speech to all the leadership about the beauty of the call to prayer.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, no, fuck nah. this. Fuck you. I don't have long to retirement, and I don't give a fuck. I'm out. Fucking,
good for you.
Fuck Obama. Fuck this guy. Fuck all y'all. This is stupid. I'm not doing this. That was just me, though, you know, because I was fucking wired that way, man.
Well, you keep yourself busy with other things. So there's other things people can do, but as
I've got several businesses sitting idle. I need some young studs, man. You know, I'm not getting up and down the floor. I'm not climbing in the ladders. I'm not rappelling up the trees. I got a tree business. I got a hood cleaning business. I got basically a construction business. I need some studs. I got a couple of Mexicans that work for me, and you know what? They're fucking awesome. They don't argue. They don't give me problems. They show up.
Now you got enemies. So is it true brown tumor works for you? I didn't know that.
Yes. Shit. What? Hey, man. What am I supposed to do? You know, these kids, they'd rather be TikTok people, and they can't even write in cursive. I'm like, yes. No, I need you to get up on that roof. I need you to get up that tree, and I'll need you to limb that tree with a steel chainsaw without cutting yourself. Right.
Now, it's true that you were going to hire AIS because he can write in cursive, but as it turns out, he can't lift the pallets up. So, unfortunately.
Yes. Yeah. I grew up as the damn shingle guy. You know, I worked in a sandpaper factory. I milked cows, baled hay. That was back when I was a kid, but I had to because shit, you know, the family didn't have 2 nickels to rub together. Now I can do more. I could do a lot more. I just need some young studs, and they're few and far between. And I try to tell these young guys, I'm like, guys, listen, if you learn HVAC, you've got employment for life and you can pick your own days to work. All right. You can just say, hey, the schedule's full this Friday and take the kids out golfing or fishing or something. You can do that because you've got constant work. They have the electrician, plumber. Your trades, they churn away work. It's hard to get a trade guy to come and help you out doing something. I call my electrician, $1,000 Steve. For him to show up, it's $1,000. So I got to call $1,000 Steve. I'm like, shit, I really don't feel like talking with this today. I'm going to, okay, oh, shit, I'm just going to call $1,000. I know it's going to be $1,000. I know it. Sometimes it's less. Sometimes it's more. But, you know, a good a good, honest tradesman will always have work. If you do good, honest work, you're set. You're set for life. You really are. But yeah, you got to get your ass up and be there at 7 o'clock. The sun is up and you're not, you're wrong.
Yep. Well, we can give this advice to white people. I don't think we need to tell Mexicans the secrets of success in America, but you can hire who you want, I suppose. But I'd be doing what I could.
There's nobody else to hire. That's my problem.
Been over and over in a lot of places.
I can't find them. And all the guys that I know, other business owners, they face the same thing, man. People's your most important asset, man. And even if he's a little bit of a fuck up, you can work with him.
Semi dependable,
right. He shows up. Okay, he doesn't know this. I'm gonna show him how to do this. That's a start, you know. In a year, you can just send him out to the job, you know.
Kind of like me. I show up every night, but I don't know OBS yet. Anyway. Yeah, here you go. Well, I'm surprised. Look at the Odyssey. Some nigga named The Last Watch is still in here. I'm surprised Serb hasn't banned this ass. Amazing. All right, well, the ban hammer's coming out soon, I suppose. That's just my guess. Unless Serbian Bolas, is he softening up on these guys? I don't know. We'll see. How are we looking there over to F to the T to the J? Ah, look at that. Shrimp Gun. Thanks, buddy. Shrimp Gun with a $5 dono. Much appreciated. Oh, yeah, I forgot. We actually passed up the 10 o'clock time slot. That's come and gone. Well, let's give Shrimp Gun, what are we going to give him? Here it is.
No, I lost my train of thought.
Right, that's a good drop. All right. So thanks, buddy. And you, too, can support the show. Here she is. You know what she's going to tell you to do. You already know. I'm pretty sure you know what she's going to tell you to do. You don't. Yeah. She's saying F you pay me, but only because I twisted her arm.
Fuck you pay me.
Right.
Davis Lerman. Fuck you pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you pay me.
Davis.
Big O family, they have hundreds, if not thousands, of acres. They farm it themselves, and all the produce that they produce out of those farms is sold on the East Coast in their New York and Manhattan businesses, their farm stands and their grocery stores. So it's a small handful, but they are, you know, almost billionaires. They're not owned by the small families, like Bushmaster's saying. Those 100-acre farms are not only few and far between, but they're owned by huge land conglomerates. And those tend to be family held in trusts so that they're protected. But across the United States, so a lot of the ways that they took the land from the farmers, they taxed the shit out of them. They regulated what they could use to plant, they destroyed their beautiful crops and their original corn strains and wheat strains, and have modified them to a point where you have to use the Roundup in order to be able to, the glyphosate in order to be able to even grow, right? So if they didn't do this and their farms were polluted or fertilized by these seeds, then people like Monsanto would go after the farmers and sue them for having their seeds on their properties.
Oh, because it's like the wind blew them over.
That's exactly right. But they're not allowed to have it. So they would take over their farms by bankrupting them and putting them through court.
Madness.
But another issue on that is the subsidies. They subsidize certain things in certain places. Mm-hmm. And they pay people not to farm what they usually do. So they move peanuts out of Central Texas. They move corn out. They'll pay you to do soybeans, or pay you not to do soybeans, or pay you not to do corn. The subsidy system, I think, is a it's a big monkey wrench in the farmer problems. The market should determine what people want, and it will naturalize itself. But when you get the government in there subsidizing people, and there's probably a bunch of Jews, you know, making money off of soybean futures or some shit like that, you know, it's your average farmer doesn't understand. And then that's how you see West Texas towns die.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure there's a justifiable, I've heard a very good explanation for why at one time subsidizing farmers to not grow something made sense. But yeah, it seems that that time has come and gone. It's become like everything, it deforms the market to the point where it's not worth the trouble. But it's not going to go away because it's a feeding trough for, as you said, there's some Jew in the woodpile benefiting from it somehow. That makes sense. By the way, I looked over after, we're about to go to Luke, everyone. So hold on. We're about to go to Luke, but I want to recognize over to F to the T to the J. Here we go.
Hey, Davis, are you keeping a running tally how close you are to three bills?
Yeah, I'm going to hit the mathematics on that in a second, in fact. Oh, G-Man, let me see what you've sent. Oh, brother. Right, here they are. White Americans were forced to desegregate at gunpoint so their grandkids could face this every day and be blamed for it. Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Poor white kid being choked out by a giant negress. This is your country on Jews. This is your world on kikes. Amazing. Amazing. Well, we were saying, oh, yes, Always Honest, by the way, speaking of getting to the three bills tonight, Always Honest was kind enough to donate yet again. Here we go.
I am always honest. I am always honest. I am always,
always
honest.
Thanks, kiddo. She gave 25.
The first word is
always
honest.
You do you.
Women have always honest. Served to keep America strong and free.
Always honest. Always
honest.
Ah, all right. Now it's time to hear from Luke. Luke, if you're able to unmute and chat with us, go ahead and do that, buddy.
And hey, everybody.
He is here. Hey, mm-hmm. How are you? All right.
I'm doing well. Yeah, I just got here, so I didn't know what you guys were talking about, but yeah, I'm happy to hang out and listen for a little bit.
Yeah, well, we're talking about Luke being here. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
By the way, Luke, unrelated to the show number 300 and, you know, aiming for 300, Luke gave a nice Cash App dono, and that's why we have a new dishwasher. So there we go. Yeah, my wife really likes Luke.
Luke.
Notarist.
Luke.
Notarist.
Luke.
Notarist.
Luke.
Notarist.
Luke.
Notarist.
Luke.
Notarist.
Luke.